The vast majority of public events in Austin take place in parks. That's why the Austin Parks and Recreation Department has an office in charge of overseeing all events. That office is led by Jason Maurer.
We have over 100 special events that are held in the Austin Parks and Recreation System throughout the year.
Maurer says most of the fees they collect for those events go straight to the city's general fund. But event organizers pay for a couple of things that benefit Parks and Rec directly. Damage deposits are in that category. And so is what Maurer calls the dollar-a-day fee.
Private events that charge admission, events like Austin City Limits Festival, do remit $1 per ticket per event day back to the City of Austin Parks and Recreation Department.
This year, ACL will be held over 2 weekends, twice as long than before. That means twice as much money for parks. But few events bring that kind of money. This week, the City Council will consider waiving the fees for the upcoming Bengali New Year's Festival and for the annual Mighty Texas Dog Walk, among others. Kyle Carvel is a spokesperson with the City of Austin. He says each council member gets $6,000 every year that they can use to offset fees for specific events.
For instance, council members will use these funds to waive fees for particular organizations that are putting on a parade or holding some type of other community-centric, cultural, or family-friendly event. And it is completely at their discretion.
Since most of the money collected or not collected in fees is part of the city's general fund, fees, or the lack of them, aren't going to make or break a department's budget. Joy Diaz, KUT News.